Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible. It'll tell you what to do. Be not weary. In doing well. For in due season, you're going to reap. Yeah. Say, be not weary.
Well, hello. Welcome once again to Free on the Inside. I'm your host, Minister Joy Lewis, and you listen to the best internet program at this hour, at this time, in this country. You're listening to Free on the Inside. Our ministry is dedicated to those brothers and sisters that seem to be locked out, left out, or just frustrated about being out. Our ministry is very diligently and very mindful of the men and women in which we encounter in the ministry. You know, I do jail ministry. I not only do the jail ministry, but I also do the juvenile ministry. Wait a minute, I just don't do juvenile. I do the street ministry. Yeah, but I don't do these things alone. We have men and women that walk beside us, that walks and encourage us. And I like to say walk ahead of us because we follow someone else. You know what the gospel said, follow me as I follow Christ Jesus. You know, I don't do this by myself. I have other men that are doing a lot more than I'm doing. And I'll be like, wow, man, if God could use them and their frailty and their shortcomings and all the mishaps that life presents them, because let me tell you the truth, we all going to have some problems. Life is going to deal us all a bad hand. But how do you handle that situation? How do you manage to work your way through all the craziness of life? You know, as you turn on the TV and you hear about bombing and chaos that seem to be running rampant in the country, and you say, wow, man, is there any hope for us? Can God really work through all this? Yes, yes, yes. Yes, he can. Oh, man, I'm excited about this one. I'm glad to be back in the studio today, but I love being out on the field. We was on location last weekend. We had changed our hours. We was at Minister Andrea Blue. She did her first I Am Royalty conference, and boy, it was great. It was great. That's a beautiful ministry, a lovely group of ladies that was encouraging other ladies to be all they could be in Christ Jesus. And they asked little old me, the little old program, to be a part of what they was doing. We had a nice setup out in the lobby where some more vendors were set up at, and we conducted several interviews while before the program had even started. So, and if I have time, I'm going to play some of the interviews in which we conducted. We went on site, so the sound quality might be a little low, a little off, so please forgive us, but it was great. It was great. And we had some great interviews. We met one young lady. She's a director over at the Salvation Army, and she picked up a group of ladies, and they had an opportunity to do a makeover where they had their hair, and they was fitted for some clothes, and they went over and participated in the I Am Royalty conference, and it was lovely. I have some pictures on our Facebook page, so please take time out to go visit Free on the Inside Lewis on Facebook, and also take time to visit Free on the Inside Trinity Jail and Prison Ministry, and you can see what we're doing in the jail and prison ministry. This morning I don't have a guest, so you stuck with me, which is a good thing. You know, I've been real busy. I had several people I've been calling to be guests on the show, and I didn't get an opportunity because I like to call people in advance. I just don't call you the night before and say be on the program. Now, in case something do happen, that do things happen like that, but I always try to give people a little time to kind of reflect on what they're going to say, because I respect people's time. I respect their talents, and so we're not rushing to you. So we pray that each time you listen to this show that you get some quality, that we have quality guests in this program here, someone to make you say, I want to be a part of that, or someone to say, hey, I want to hear more of what they have to say. And you know, we always give our contact numbers, all our guests. So if any of the program that you have heard in the past and that you'd like to just find out more about them, go to our website or just listen to the program again. You know, once we broadcast the program, we have a archive section, and you can go to our archive section, pull up any of our shows. And guess what? We have over 550 episodes, and that's like one show a week, and that's like 5 years of programming. Isn't God good? Imagine 5 years of programming. When I first got on here, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. And I said, God, I don't know what to do about this. Don't do nothing. You just wake up, you log on, and I take over. I said, wow, man, guess what? He's been doing it. And then this morning, I didn't have any guests. And I said, well, I ought to play an archive. And God said, no. You know, you go down there, you tell men, even when they stand alone, that they have to continue to go on. And then guess what? That word is for you, too. So sometimes you may not have a guest, but the program goes on. It's okay to play an archive, but sometimes you need to just sit back and reflect and just share some things with people concerning the ministry, concerning the word of God. And so this morning, we're going to share with you some things concerning the ministry, Free on the Inside, let you know where we're at, let you know about the upcoming programs. Sister Lewis, my wife, is getting ready to go to a women's breakfast. It's hosted over at our church, Shady Grove Baptist Church, 4802 Bama Road. And so they're going over there. They got some great speakers. They have great topics. And let me see if I don't see one of her flyers laying around right now, but I will share that with you as soon as I get a flyer. And it's lovely. It's always lovely to have women to come together and encourage each other. You know, the women, they standing up. They being bold for the Lord. And that's what we try to do with our brothers. We put together programs from time to time, as you know, about for our men. But the women are doing an awesome job in the kingdom. So we want to encourage them and support them in everything that we do. That's why we went out to Minister Blue Conference there to support what they're doing. And that's what the body's about. You know, I was sharing with our group last night, our Trinity Jail and Prison Ministry team members, and we were saying that how the body have many members but have only one function, I believe that's what we have stated it, and that, you know, that we all serving the same purpose, but we all have different members and members of in the body. We all have different functions and different gifting, so you can't say my gifting is more than your gifting or your gifting is less than my gifting. And then as we go out and we support other ministries, we support those ministries unto the Lord. We don't do it because, hey, this is your ministry, so I'm going to give it half-hearted effort. No, we do the best we can. And in time, God will raise you up to do a ministry similar to that or even greater than that you're a part of. So I encourage you that if you're involved in a ministry and you're not the head of the ministry but just a supporter or just a laborer in the ministry, do the best you can. And when God see fit and when he have poured enough into you to say, hey, I think I can do that in the ministry that you're a part of, they'd be happy. They say, man, we knew that you could do this. Woman of God, we knew that we had this in you. Is there anything that we could do to support your effort? And you say, wow, I didn't know that. I thought they're going to be mad. I thought they're going to be frustrated. I thought they were going to dismiss me, but they're willing to walk beside me. And that's what ministry is all about. That's what ministry is all about. And I'd like to say hello to our CEO, Randy's Place, Beverly Beasley, and her staff over there. They're working very diligently getting things together in Granny's Place. We're getting ready for an after-school program. We're getting ready for mentoring and for tutoring sessions. So please be mindful that Granny's Place is up to something for the kingdom. I encourage you to go to Granny's Place ministry website, and then you can see what we're doing. Also, be a part of what we're doing. We need some volunteers. We need some mentors. We need some tutors. Tutors from all subjects, math, English, science. We need tutors and we need mentors. And also we just need people to help organize the program. We need people to help us with literature to get the message out. We need people to just kind of to send other people to us. You know, be a recruiter. I love that. You know, somebody told me about what I'm doing. I didn't just start doing ministry by myself. Someone told me about this. And so, and I thank God for it. And I like to say hello to my father in the gospel, Reverend Walker. I have several men that I really admire. One of them is Reverend Edwards, but this morning I just like to say hello to Reverend Walker. Reverend Walker is a little under the weather. He had a slight heart attack, but yet he's doing well, and I thank God for it. And that's my father, the gospel. He's the one that started me into jail ministry. And when I first started going, I didn't know what to do. He showed me, he taught me how to handle myself in the jail. I remember we was going down to one of the centers here in Dallas, Texas, and we could only stand about 3 feet to the bar. There was a line there, and we couldn't go across that line. And I was young and didn't know any better. Occasionally, I would step over the line, and Reverend Walker would just grab me by the shoulder or the arm and just kind of you know, nudge me back. He didn't fuss about it. He just kind of pulled me back a little bit until I caught on. And then we used to have some officers that would come there. We crossed the line. I was just saying, stop, stop, get back, get back. And he's like, wow. He said, that's a line there. You're not to cross this line. And so those are some of the things that I look back fondly on the ministry. And Reverend Walker taught me that. And when we would go down, when we would go down there to the jail site, and sometimes that they'll have a changeover, or sometimes it might be some trouble, or sometimes the guards are just being honorary and me, and they hold us up, they won't let us go in. And I say, oh, Reverend Walker, this is this and this is that. And he said, hey, let's be patient. This is God's business, you know. And sure enough, I learned to be patient in the ministry. And I want to encourage you to be patient. You know, sometimes we do ministry and we're thinking, oh, man, we got the keys to heaven, man, and the doors should be open and the people should do what we want to do. Guess what? It don't work that way. Sometimes you got to be patient. Even the apostles and the men that walked with Jesus, they ran into some difficulties, but yet they seen how Jesus handled it. He was on the cross, you know, and people were hurling insults at him. He looked around with calmness and peace and said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. That's what I think about what situations happen in my life. I said, Father, give me the peace, because I don't understand what's going on, but let me see. And that's why when we go to jail, we have this saying that we share with the men, that we pray that it really means something to them, because it means a lot to me. It's Isaiah 35, verses 6 and 7, said that God would open up the blinded eye and unstop the deaf ear. And we have the men to stand up prior to prayer. We have them lift up holy hands and say, hey, you've been arrested by the Holy Spirit. And then I say, hey, you know, repeat after me, God, open my eyes that I may see. Open my ears that I may hear. Make me the man you want me to be. And that speaks volume. Can you imagine? Can you just imagine if we could have seen all the things that the enemy had laid for us, all the snares and traps and the mishaps? Could you just imagine if we would have heard how God said, hey, I love you? If we could have heard God say, I have plans for you? If we could have heard God say, I sent my son to die for you? Now, we may hear those things now, we may see them now, but just think about before you had that knowledge of Christ Jesus, how much further in life we would be, how much more stable we would be, how much more secure we would be. You know, we ran around looking for comfort and an assurance in people's places and things and not looking into Jesus. We run around trying to grab hold to everything we see and not looking with those spiritual eyes and telling us to wait and wait on the Lord. You know, that speaks to me. I done made a lot of mistakes. But guess what? I'm human. I'm going to make some mistakes, but glory be to God that he brings back to my attention. He said, wait a minute, I'm going to get you out of this, but you to go and do no more. I mess up sometimes. We all do, but guess what? God is greater than anything that we could do. And we're not, that's not giving us an out. I mean, that we don't have to beat ourselves up every time we fall short. You know, 1 John 3 and 20 said, for if our heart condemn us, God is greater and knows all things. And that's as a comfort there, that God knew I was going to fall short. God knew that this was going to happen. But he kept me faithful. Paul said, hey, he thanked God for counting him faithful. Paul was messed up on the flow up until he had an encounter with Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus. And he said, hey, I thank God for counting me faithful. Even after he had knocked me off my beast, even after I got my eyesight back, I could have got up and continued to do what I was doing. But I started, you know, being in line with the word of God. And I suffered some things. I lost some things. But God never left me. And that's a confident thing, though. You know, that's what we share with our men if we do this street ministry with Brother Raul and Brother Sam and the other volunteers that's down. There's a whole list of them. So if I name them now, I would have to name everyone. But those men have been out to street ministry. I've been a part of them for about 2 years now. They have been doing it long before I've been doing it. And they're very faithful about what they're doing. They're very committed. Come rain, sleet, or snow, they are always there. They're supporting. They have other men and women and ministry that see what they're doing. They want to be a part of it. And that's what ministry is about. You ought to have enough ministry in you. When people see you doing something, they ought to say, hey, let me join with you. This is what God has put on your heart, but I just want to be a laborer and want to be a helper. It's kind of like when someone having an accident or a tragedy on the road where it wasn't a flat tire, their car stopped, and people just stop to push it out the way. You know, they have no nothing invested in fixing someone's tie, and they have they get no benefit out of pushing someone out of the lane of traffic, but they doing it because it needs to be done. That's what ministry ought to be about. We should do it because it needs to be done. But we should do it with people. If you ain't nobody doing it at that time, won't you do it on your own? And guess what? God will add people to the ministry like a magnet. And, you know, and I was sitting there, cause, and I do street ministry. I go downtown to it's a location down there called La Bridge. It's a homeless shelter. And on weekends, a lot of churches and individuals, they come down and they'll have food prepared in advance, and they'll give it out to the residents or anyone that's in need of it at the time. And I was down there about a month ago, and there was three groups of people. There's several people down there, but these three groups, they caught my attention. One group had just some hot dogs and some chips, and the other had a bowl of chili and some chips, and somebody else had some water. And these three groups did not even know each other, but they all had parked in the same location. And so when one group was giving theirs out, and they ran out, and then another group started supporting what they was doing. And then what caught my attention was that those groups, they united themselves with the people with the hot dogs, and the people with the chili was combining their food. One had hot dogs, the other one had the chili. They were pouring their chili on the hot dogs, and someone else had some chips and water. They were giving the chips and water. And I talked with them. I said, how often y'all come down here? And one group said, hey, this is our first time. One said, we just started. I said, I come down all the time. I got this, and we brought this, and we didn't know each other. But God had brought them three organizations together and made a complete meal for the residents. I said, boy, ain't nobody but God. You know, some people that were selfish and hard-heartedly said, well, we got ours, we can't mix with you because this is what we do, and we want to get credit from above for this. But it don't work that way. You know, we all should stand together for the Lord and for God's people. And I like that right there. I said, wow, man, that's awesome, man. That's ministry right there. Have many members, but only one body. That's powerful. That's powerful. And so we wanted to share that there with you. But I wanted to tell you about what happened last weekend at the Amrody conference. It was great. They had some vendors out, and they had some very nice items that they was showing. And these vendors was privately owned. They were business people. We had some people there that sold cosmetics, and we had some people there that were selling jewelry, and we had some people there that was involved in insurance and some a host of other things. I'm afraid I don't have a list with me right now, but I was very impressed about all the business-minded people and Christian people that was out and that was sharing the word of God, but yet they was using their gifting for the kingdom and being a blessing to other men and women in the body. And now we have Sister Lewis is here, and that she have a flyer. Sister Lewis, you have a flyer for the program to next weekend. Do you have a flyer for the program next weekend? We're on the air. Now she's getting. Yeah, she got something for me that she's gonna bring it up. I'm sorry if you hear a little in the background. This is live. We're at home. This is live. We're live. And so Sister Lewis is gonna pull up a program for next weekend, and we're gonna share that there with you concerning what's been going on with them. And here you are, Sister Lewis. Why don't you just tell everybody? Yeah, well, she said she's real busy right now. You may have heard her say that, but she's real busy. But we definitely wanted to get to. She don't have it right now. But so I tell you what, we'll come back to you next week about that because we want the women to know what's going on that. And this program go coast to coast, and yet we're live. So you're going to hear a little thing. You're going to hear us talking and stuff, but we're very mindful that this is God business. So thank you for putting up with us. Thank you for supporting this program. And our call-in number is 310-982-4126. It's the call-in number. That number is 310-982-4126. It's the number that you two can call in and be a part of what we are doing. Amen. And so and we wanted to go ahead and just make mention about what we got coming up here. Amen. And we got the health fair that's coming up in October the 24th, I believe. October the 31st at Free Will Baptist Church. That's in the Duncanville area. We'll give you some more information. That's October the 31st. be the health conference sponsored by Granny's Place Ministry. And so we have a mobile mammogram unit that's coming over. We have some health physicians, and they're going to check your they're going to be doing a health assessment, I'm going to put it that way. Yeah. And so they have that right there going on. So all is well on that. And my Sister Lewis is getting ready to go to the women's conference, so we pray that everything's go well. We're looking for a good report when she comes back and she can tell everybody what's going on and how God had truly been blessing them in that portion of the ministry. Amen. And so our call-in number is 310-982-4126. Again, that call-in number is 310-982-4126. Amen. So you two can call in and be a part of the program. We don't have a guest this morning, and so we're just going to fill in some of the gaps in which we had not been able to share with you regarding our program. So looking forward to you sharing. And also, I'm looking through my files here and notes, and I have employees who hire ex-offenders list here. And, you know, these lists are available at the library. They're available at some of the shelters and the unemployment office. So I encourage you, if you're looking for a list to hire ex-offenders, make yourself available to go pick up those lists from various places there. And they got some great business here. They got businesses that they know about your criminal background. They're willing to give you a second chance. I like to think about second chance employment. You know, I'm looking here, it says Albertson, and all these are right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we got American Home Star, and I think that's a lumber place there, and we got Baylor Healthcare. That's a great job to have, you know. Then we got the City of Garland. You know, they're willing to hire people. And we got some contact numbers. So if you need those numbers, give me a call. We'll make your way around to a library or unemployment office. And you, too, can have your list. And when someone come up and say, hey, I can't get a job because I have a criminal background or things are hard for me, maybe you can pull your list out or bring back to your remembrance and say, hey, give me a contact number and I can get you this list. Or, wait a minute, let me pull it up on my phone. You know, these phones are great now. You can take a picture of a document and you can carry it with you, you know. And I was saying it because I got a ticket some time ago and I had my insurance card on my phone and it was very convenient. Because a lot of times when I need to verify that I have auto insurance, I said, oh, man, where's that card at? Where's that card? But I pull it out and the officer say, yes, and say, okay, this is good. So those phones are awesome, so it's great be able to do that on the phone. And so now, as I get back, let's talk about some ministry here for a while. Our jail ministry that we go down to Luce Derrick, the men and women who go on the second, third, and fourth Sunday of the month. The men's go on the second and fourth. The time is from 2 to 4. And we do two groups down there, and each group is about 25 of members. So that's 25 inmates come out per group, and we do two groups for an hour. And it's myself, Brother Willie, and then Brother Ricky, our group members. And what we do, we have a little, we have a religious service down there. We have a scripture reading, we have prayer, and then we have words of encouragement, and then we bring the message. And so it's great be able to do that. Those men, they need to know that God is still able to be with them, that God is still love them. And one of the messages that I done some time ago, I wanted to share with you, was calling, having excess. And I got to thinking about having excess. You know, as I log onto this computer, I have a password that gives me access to the computer and all the documents and all the and all the things on the computer. And when we have a bank account and we have a debit card, we have access, we have a number, a password to have access to that account and the information that's associated with that account. And, you know, and it was talking about, as I brought forth the messages, how we log on to various pieces of gear trying to get access to things. Just give a thought of just having an email account. when you log it onto an email account. If you don't have that password, you don't get access. Access is being denied just for your email. And so, and when you lose that ability to access that email or that debit account, you have to reset your password. And I was telling the men down at the jail, sometimes we get separated from God, and we feel like that God has forgot about us. We feel like that we don't have access to God. And I got to think about this thing as simple as an email account. When we lose our password concerning the email or debit account, we have to have it reset. And in the earthly sense, what we do, we have a set of security courses that we have to input. Hey, what school did you go to? What car, your first car that you have? Do you have a best friend? Things of that nature there. And how much so do you have to reset your password in the kingdom? And I'm going to bring it home now. In Romans 5, and it said, therefore, being justified by faith, we now have peace with God. And that password is always, it says 5 to 10 character letters. And wait a minute, faith. F-A-I-T-H. It's 5 letters, faith. And Romans said, therefore, being justified by faith, we now have access to God. Wait a minute, I just lost my earthly password. I feel like that my spiritual password is not effective. But in order to get it reset, I have to ask a security question in the earthly sense. What school did I go to? The first car I had, my best friend. But in the spiritual sense, I just have to have faith in God. Wait a minute, that faith comes in Hebrews 11, says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So if I want to have access to God and to his son Jesus, I have to have faith in Jesus. Wait a minute. If I'm resetting my spiritual password, I can have faith in Jesus, a five-letter word, having faith. And wait a minute, Jesus is a five-letter word. Faith in Jesus. And I got to thinking, and I was sharing with the men downtown, that we have to reintroduce or reconnect ourselves to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's how we have access to God, through Jesus. And that God is still available. But we have to have the right attitude, the right mindset to have access to God through Jesus. And, oh, man, that was awesome. That was awesome. I got to thinking. I said, man, you know, we so bogged up and tied up on our passwords here on earth. God, let's face it, all of us have lost our passwords at one time or another, lost our ability to access that information. And if we could do that, and if we have done that in the earthly sense, how much more have we misused and lost our connection in the spiritual sense to have our relationship with Jesus? And I got to share that with the brother, and the brother said, wow, man, I understand what you're saying. I need to reset my spiritual password. I mean, you got to make a profession of faith and say, God, I need you. I can't do this all alone. I need you to intervene on my behalf. I need you to go before me, Lord. I got a court case coming up. We're talking about jail ministry. I got a family member that's disowning me. I have a wife, a girlfriend that's willing to walk out on me. God, I want you to reconnect me. I want you to make me the man that you want me to be. And that's the kind of messages that we share with our brothers down at the jail. And we also get them practical principles for living. Because I let them brothers know that, hey, you can't just go to jail and be in jail 2-3 years and get out and think that you got your rightful place at home. Because the wife or the girlfriend have been taking care of the family. And we're talking about married couples, and we know they want to have someone. We pray that they make things right with their girlfriend and marry them and become as one. So I'm going to use that interchangeable. And we know that even, you know, you can be a good Christian and a faithful God, a man of God, and a woman, and still have a girlfriend or a boyfriend. So we understand that. But when you leave and go to jail and go to rehab or whatever, walk away from the family, and God brings you back together, that you have lost your right, whether it's man or woman. There's some trust issues there. There's some bridges that need to be mended. And so I encourage the brothers that once they go back home, to just kind of let God kind of fit them in and do the thing that you can, do the thing that the family feel comfortable with you doing. They're not going to, you know, in most cases, they ain't going to let you have a car and access to the bank account when you ain't been doing anything for the last 3-4 years, because they're going to be very mindful of that. And you may have to ride the bus to work where everybody else is in a car. They may just give you just enough money to get to work or buy your bank or buy your bus car and say, hey, here's a car for 30 days. You get to work and come back home. And then if you want some lunch, we'll give you enough a lunch, or we'll have you a lunch prepared for you to take to work. And sometimes as men and as people that have been restored by God but not by man, we get frustrated. We say, oh, man, they the way I'm a man of God, I'm a woman of God. And yet you treat me like you don't believe in me. Well, that's man mindset. That's in the earthly sense that they don't believe in. So you have to kind of work those things out and just be patient with it. And so that's why I wanted to let people know that once you get out, that sometimes people don't want to let you out. You're still incarcerated in their mind. And so be it. You just go ahead and do what God asks you to do. And guess what? God will work that thing out. But we're in need of some volunteers for that ministry. So please give us a call. The contact number is 210-982-4126. Again, that's 214-505-6526, and ask me about the jail ministry and see what you can do to be a part of the ministry. We also do the women's ministry on the third Sunday. Now, these ministries are just once a month. We do this on the third Sunday. That's from 6 to 8 in the evening, and that's a great ministry. We have Minister Sharon. She's our lead person on there. She's our group leader for the women. And they go down there and they encourage the women to be strong in the Lord. Let the women know that God had forgot about them. And so I was going down there occasionally with them. But since we have some women that's able to do that, I don't have to do that anymore. But he left it. He sent me capable people, and we left it in their hands. And we have a meeting once a month. And they give me the minutes of what they had been doing down there, and also what they have been teaching and some of the things that they need in that ministry. Because we know that when we go to these ministries, people have a desire for certain things. They may want some more tracts, or they may need Bibles, or they just may need resources for when they're getting out. So that's one thing that we try to do with the ministry. We try to have resources for the men and women when they get out. And now we realize that we're not the only one that's able to assist them and get them information. We tell them to ask their chaplain, and as they probation officer, as they counselor. A lot of times these things are available to them, but they say, well, they want to dismiss it. But if I tell them the same thing that they counsel tell them, that they probation officer tell them, then they say, oh, it must be something to it. How often have we heard some information that we have that been shared with us several times? We call that confirmation, and that's what I tell the inmates. I say, hey, there must be some truth to it. That's called confirmation. If you keep hearing it and hearing it, it has to have some value. And so we want those men and women to be restored. And Brother Willie is a part of our jail ministry. And Brother Willie was incarcerated back about 10 years ago. And he was coming to one of the services that me and Brother Rick and Reverend Walker was doing. And he was coming in there on a regular basis. And I never paid him any attention. And he was coming and coming, and he was being impacted and empowered by the word of God. And he got out, and me and my wife was at some kind of service. We were at a brunch of some sort, and this young man walks up to him and said, hey, I know you. And we struck up a conversation, and one thing led to another. And then he made mention that he had saw me down at the jail, and that I had been coming down there. and had it ministered to him, and he kept hearing it, and know he heard the more he believed, and he was on fire. And he said, "Hey, if I ever had opportunity to meet this guy, I want to ask him, can I be a part of what he's doing?" And sure enough, God brought us together, and Brother Willie had been incarcerated, and he asked me, "Hey, can I be a part of the ministry?" And after we talked for a while, I evaluated him and just to see where his head was at, and I took the information down, and we submitted his name. And sure enough, glory be to God, the jail said, "Yeah, let him come on in." And now this is the man that had been incarcerated. This is a man that has some things in his past, but yet God opened the doors up for him. And I said, "Wow, that's awesome, man." How much more would God continue to open up the doors for all those that believe, all those that have faith, all those that have their spiritual password reset? You know, think about it, you know. And guess what? He's been faithful. He's been faithful. He gets down there sometime before I do, and he'll start up the class. I said, "Wow, that's awesome now." And that's what it's about. Because sometime when I can't make it, someone else will take, is going to be there. That's just like in life. If we can't do a job or we can't complete the task, guess what? God has sent someone else in to do it for us. And so we have to be mindful that we're not in this alone. And that's a joy to let you know that, hey, I don't have to carry the whole weight of the world on my shoulder, that there is someone that's going to walk up beside me and assist me and support me in everything that I do. And so the contact numbers for the women are the same that I gave out for the men. And I've encouraged you, you give me a call and I'll pass it on to our group leader, Minister Sharon, and then she'll contact you and we'll see about getting you set up in there. Also, we do the juvenile ministry at the Henry Wade Juvenile Center on Interstate 30 in Lone Star. That's in the West Dallas area. And we do one also in the Lancaster area, which is Youth Village. Those are done once a month, and they are done on the weekends at the Henry Wade is on the third Saturday of the month, and Youth Village is on the second Tuesday of the month. So we encourage you to be a part of that. And if you want to find out about these juvenile ministry, please call up the juvenile department. You can find their number in the phone book and ask them about their volunteer, ask them about different members and ministries that's going down there, and ask them what you could do to assist that, in that ministry. There's a great need for our juvenile ministry members and teams to go down there, because our young people, they're dealing with a crisis, identity crisis. And so we need men and women to help encourage them, regardless of what your skill level is. You know, you may be the voice they need to hear in such a time as this. And I share with our young men about an image makeover. You know, and I was sharing with them about how people wants to set up their own image. They want people to see them the way they want to. We see entertainers like the Lil Wayne and Beyonce, how they all have their own image, and how entertainers have their own image, and how athletes have an image, and if their image get a little flawed, they got a consultant to come in and say, "Hey, wait a minute, we're going to do some things to kind of get your image back in line with society, because we want people to think this of you. We want people, when they hear your name, to think this, and when they see you, to think this." And then, you know, we got a presidential election coming up, and the candidates, they all shaping their image. Donald Trump have an image that he's shaping, and he wants people to think about him and that image, and Hillary have an image, and all those people that's running for office have a particular image. So when you hear them and when you see them, you have a certain thought, and they want you to think of something nice in them. They want you to be mindful of them at all times. And how much so do we have an image that we want to project? You know, and I share with our young men that if they're down there trying to get their image together, someone wants to be gangsters, they want to be rappers, they want to be known to have things and be able to accomplish things, to be able to have money. And that's and those are good images, but they're not the right image. You know, you can have money and be a Christian. You can have or be known and be a Christian. And I was sharing with them in Romans 12, it said, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." And I was telling young men that, you know, that they have to rethink this thing here, the things that's got them in trouble. Was it worth it? And a young man, they look around, and I could see the expression on their face. It wasn't worth it. It was, whatever you done to get into the juvenile system, to be in where you are now, it wasn't worth it. And so they have to realize these things, and they have to know that God have a plan for them, and God have a future for them. And so that's where it goes back to open my eyes, Lord, that I can see. Open my ears that I can hear. Make me that person you want me to be. Because our young people, I tell them, I say, hey, man, y'all living in a great age and great time right now. Because you could be a multimillionaire with limited education. I'm saying that you don't have to go to a four-year college. You know, you could just design a little app, something you enjoy doing. You like play video games, and you say, hey, I know how to make things happen. I know how to, they call it a key. I know how to get it, I know how to break the key on a video game to make this game do something that they ain't designed to do for the market. And those young men can do that. I say, hey, you can take those ideas, and you can turn them around, and then you can make some money. Because a lot of people like to play little games on their phones. Do you know that someone designed those things? And that every time that we play a game, or every time we have access to a game, someone is getting paid. Yeah, it looks like it's free, but when you download that, they paying the designer, the manufacturers a little money just for you playing that game. You say, oh, I love Candy Crush, but do you know how much money Candy Crush is making? And the person on the other end of that might not be no more than 25 years old, maybe 30, and making a ton of money. Your little bank account increasing right now. And then they got, you know, these little games that we don't think much of. And I said, hey, young people, y'all could be a part of that right there. They look at me and say, wow, I didn't realize that. I can go to school. I can take a trade. I can go to the military. And I can turn this thing around. They could be useful in their community, make their parents proud of, and be able to take care of their mom and their grandmom and their dad. And so, and that's just some of the things that we share with our young people now at the jail. And the calling number is 310-982-4126. We have a phone line that lit up. We're going to get to you in just a minute. A couple people said they just wanted to listen to the program. So thank you very much for just listening to the program. And next week we'll come back with some more great guests. And we didn't have time to get into guests this week. And we want to be mindful that we like to give our guests plenty of time to be prepared for the show. And so we just want to share with you what's been going on. And before we go any further, I just like to share with you, for last weekend we were at I Am Royalty conference, and so we're going to play some of that and let you hear what was going on. And we got a couple of interviews that we had set up there, so we're going to bring those in and let you hear that right there. But also we have our street ministry that's coming up tomorrow from 2 to 6 in South Dallas. And so we want you to be mindful of that. If you see a tent in South Dallas, offer one set at 5, a white tent over there, a lot of men and women standing around, and a lot of music, and a lot of amen, hallelujah. Make yourself available to go over there and see what's going on and be a part of that ministry, amen. And so we want to continually to share the word of God. Next week we're in for a great time. We have a couple of guests that's coming. We have one guest that's been on here before, and then we have another guest that never been on the program. But I like to revisit some of our past guests and redo some interviews in case some people may have missed it. Also give us an update. You know, you never can get enough of a good thing. You know, the word of God is always refreshing. The people of God is always refreshing. And then maybe that ministry, and maybe what you heard then that you didn't really hear it or didn't quite understand it, you get to hear it again. You say, wow, man, that's what they was talking about. And so I want to be mindful of that. There's some other things that I wanted to share with you while I had you on here. Our jail ministry, we had been going down to the jail and the prison up under Hopewell Baptist Church. And the Hopewell Baptist Church has said they no longer wants to do that. And they said, hey, would your ministry be willing to take up on that name? And we'll just turn that ministry over to you and your group. And I said, wow, man, that's awesome. I never thought about that. Hopewell said, hey, we don't want to go down there anymore. But since you've been doing it, and you've been doing it so faithfully, we would like to turn that over to you. And so at the first of the year, we already have our paperwork is being processed. We talked to the religious service coordinator at the jail downtown Dallas, and they said that's no problem. So beginning next year, we'll be Shady Grove Baptist Church Jail Ministry at Lou Sterick. So I'm very pleased about that, and that's what I try to tell the men, that you don't have to raise yourself up, that God will raise you up in due season. And so I'm very mindful of that, and I thank God for it. It isn't something that we'll look for, look towards, or even sought after, but because we was faithful and we had positioned ourselves, and we didn't do it. I'm saying God, and I'm saying position yourself, because if you're doing the will of God, God will position you for a blessing. I think so much as a man that's on the side of the road with Jesus, and named Bartimaeus, blind Bartimaeus, and they said blind Bartimaeus positioned himself on the wayside, the side of the road, waiting on Jesus. I got to think of a blind man positioning himself. That's called determination. He was determined to be blessed. Are you positioning yourself to be blessed? You know, just by doing what you enjoy doing, whether it's writing, whether it's being an architect, you position yourself to be a blessing. We have several people that are writers that we know about that support this program, and they're positioning themselves, and they've been very successful at it, and they have opportunities that they never thought about. They just enjoy writing, but yet God has positioned them for a blessing. So I encourage you to keep doing what you do, and guess what? God would position you and maneuver you in the right place. And now we're gonna go ahead and listen to I Am Royalty, a part of the interview that we conducted last week. So we pray that you're being blessed by what you heard here, and we'll getting this queued up right now. So we're gonna bring that to you here. And thank you again for listening to the show here. This has been a great program, great show. I enjoy doing this. This is what God set up. I'm just a servant, so I thank God for this opportunity. And, you know, as we go out and we talk to people, and people say, yeah, I'll be a part of it. God told me long ago, he said, don't worry about it. He said, hey, I'm your program director. I can get you the guest, you know. And little did I know that he's going to help me to be the guest this morning. I'm saying that in jest, though, because as you do things, you have to be mindful that sometimes you may have to do it yourself, but, you know, this is God's business, and God would never, never, ever leave us alone. And so go ahead and listen to part of this program, I Am Royalty. So sit back, enjoy, and God bless you. The program should be coming up here in a few minutes.
That program here. This program goes coast to coast and around the world. So thank you very much. You keep doing what you're doing for the Lord, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Great, all right. What another great interview that we had there. This young lady here, she's working a vendor's table. She said she's volunteering. And we have people that are just excited about it. I'm excited to be here also. You know, our program is normally hosted on Saturday morning from 8 to 9, but I was asked to come out here for this very special occasion, and I'm happy to be here. I have a young lady that's walking up here, got a beautiful smile. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
And
my name is Rose McAllister.
Rose McAllister, God bless you. Rose, thank you, thank you. And Rosa, would you like to say something to our listening audience here? This is the internet program. We talk about ministry, and we support ministries like this. So introduce yourself to our listening audience and tell us what brought you here.
Well, I am a pampered chef consultant, and my name is Rose McAllister, and I've been in business for over 20 years.
All right. God bless you. Over 20 years,
yes,
huh? And
yes.
You still have that lovely smile.
Yes,
God's been
yes.
good to you, hasn't
yes, he?
Yes,
he has.
Now,
and he continues to be good to me.
Now, tell us, now, what can the people that come in here expect out of this conference or this setting here today?
I came because I wanted to be around people who were filled with love and in with God, you know, and everything. And it's just wonderful to see so many of us here like this, in this setting. And I wanted to hear the speaker.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, that's what brought me out here also. Rose, thank you very
You're
much.
So well.
And you know we might want to pull on you at a later date, okay? Now, this is one of our cards here. This is one for the ministry in which we're a part of. And we'll, and if you see us and if you hear about something we're doing, please feel free to join us, okay?
Thank you.
This is an internet program. We've been doing this a number of years, and we have you to be a part of our internet family.
Thank you.
Free on the inside.
Enjoy your day.
All right. Thank you, Miss Rose. All right. What a great interview. That. And she said she had been actively involved in helping the life, change the lives of men and women for over 20 years. That speaks volumes right there. Because sometimes we get frustrated. But, yeah, God have people that are continuing to work. Now, who do we have here, this young lady here wearing a beautiful shirt? Tell me about this shirt and your name.
My name is Kimberly Williams.
Kimberly Williams. God bless you, Kimberly. Kimberly, introduce yourself to our listeners. Or, you know, this program goes around the world. You know, we have people in South Africa, in Kenya, in the Philippines that's doing the same thing you're doing here. They're seeking the face of God, fellowshipping, and helping change your life. That's the theme of our program, help change your life. And what is the setting like this to help? How does this affect your life and other people's lives that's going to be here?
It's just so great to be here because it's such a blessing to see these women come together, women and men come together and just fellowship and have a God-filling time. And I did some of the ladies' hair to make them feel special today, and they are really happy. We did makeup, hair, and everything.
You know, I saw this post, and I had it on my Facebook page, Sarah, and that was beautiful. I saw, how many women was it?
It was 10.
It was 10 women, mm-hmm. And I saw that almost, you know, I saw from the beginning to the end, and you done, and that was a great thing.
Thank
I know that those ladies are really being blessed by what they experienced today.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
Great. Now, tell me now, these women that you helped out today, now, what other things are you doing in their life to help kind of restore them and reconnect them with God?
Actually, this is my first time meeting them, but since I met them, I really want to keep in touch with them. I actually want to go and visit them sometime and just make them feel good about themselves.
Okay. That's great. That's great. You know, that's what it's all about.
It is.
Because, you know, the Word of God has said, for when you are restored, you're the strength of your brother.
Amen.
And sometimes just a little act of kindness. That's restore someone. So keep doing what you're doing for the Lord.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Free on the Inside, okay?
Amen.
All right. God bless you. You know, I'm going to let you go ahead and enjoy this here. Setting here and all these events, and I'm going to move around. I'm going to talk to some of the vendors and
okay.
Just touch base, but thank you.
Thank
we're going to be over here just doing what we do for the Lord, okay?
Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Oh, what a great interview that we had with Miss Kimberly. And we had this young man here. I think he's working, but he might want to be a guest. How you doing, sir? I'm Minister Lewis, and I'm hosting this internet program called Free on the Inside. We do ministry, we do jail, prison, street, and we also support ministries like this. And this is a great occasion, man. I see that everybody running out here, and they had a beautiful shirt on. They said that I am royalty, and we know that there's a lot of women here, but they also speak to men. We're royalty in the kingdom, man. So introduce yourself to our listening audience and tell us what's going on with you in this setting.
I am DeAnthony Montgomery, and I'm DeAnthony Montgomery, and I'm basically here just to keep everybody safe. In charge of transportation and security, and just enjoying my time here.
Oh, that's great. And you know what? In this day and time, we can't take that lightly. We know that we need to be wise beyond measure, but we also need to use common sense when it comes down to security. And thank you for sharing that. And so give us the address of this location, and someone can, you know, maybe in Raleigh, we'll come on over and know that this is a safe place. We're out here at the Addison Convention Center here, out there near the airport. But he's going to give us the address.
And we're at 15650 Addison Road, Addison, Texas, 75001.
And you heard the address. Please make your way over here and be a part of this great program. There's a lot going on. Now, some of the vendors, do you know the tables and the vendors that's out here? Do you know who they are? I see them, but I don't know who they are right now, some of the tables that have been set up.
I haven't had a chance to actually just stand around and look at everything yet. I've just been kind of walking around, getting a feel for the building. But I do see a lot of nice stuff.
Yeah. I tell you what, I'm going to make my way over there. I'm looking forward to participating in this event. This is well organized, and this is a great job. You know, anyone that's come out here will be very impressed and also be impacted by what they're doing. Now, tell me now, besides security, are you also working the lives of other men and women?
I am actually getting more into it now. We do feed the homeless, and we do a lot of different things in the community.
Oh, that's great, there. That's great. And, you know, feeding the homeless, you know, the Bible said they'll be with us always. But what are you going to do until then? You know, because we need to help people. Sometimes we can see it so long and we get dull to it and get insensitive. But that's not so. You know, even Jesus, you know, all things he can do, he still took time out and said, hey, I'm going to feed them. So my hat goes off to you and the men and women that are assisting you, because you're not doing this by yourself.
No, I'm not doing it by myself. Plenty of help out here, family and friends.
Yeah, and that's great. That's great. Hey, thank you very much for what you're doing. And keep it up, okay? All right, what a great interview that we had there with that young man. He's working security, but he's also working in the lives of men and women. And he's out helping change and lives. And that's what it's all about. I encourage you to be a part of what's going on. I encourage you to keep doing what you do for the Lord. Here, we have Sister Lewis is out in the field. She's going out and she's getting us some interviews. And she's going to make some contact with some guests to get them out here. But until then, I'd just like to let you know that this is Blog Talk Radio. I'm Minister Lewis, and we are doing a special edition here on Friday nights. Normally, we do Saturday morning from 8 to 9. But tonight, we'll help celebrate I Am Royalty Ministry. And they have a great program, and they have a lot of things going on. And so we are going to just enjoy this setting there and allow them to do what they need to do for the Lord. Amen. And that call-in number, and I'm at the switchboard tonight, so you can call in and be a part of what's going on here. That call-in number is 310-982-4126. Again, that's 310-982-4126. And you, too, can call in and be a part of what's going on with the ministry. Amen. And so we're encouraging you to continue to follow Blog Talk Radio. You know Blog Talk Radio, we have several other shows that's associated with the Blog Talk Radio Network. We've been our CEO and sponsor of this program. And all of the program that comes on a weekly basis is Beverly Beasley and Granny's Place Ministry. And you know, Granny's Place Ministry is a nonprofit ministry that's attempting to meet the needs of our young men and women at risk. And so I encourage you to go to Granny's Place Ministry and see what they're all about. Log on to Granny's Place Ministry and help change a life in Jesus' name. And I would like to take a moment and thank the host of Street Talk for allowing me to be here tonight. Normally, you'll be listening to Street Talk at this time, but the host of that program allowed me to be here tonight. So my hat goes off to her, and I want to thank her for what she's doing. And so we want to thank her for everything. And so we want to encourage you to be a part of that program. And as Sister Lewis is making her way around, she's going to get us another guest and some more interviews. And so we want to be mindful of what she's doing. And we have a couple other ladies that's coming on here, and they're going to be a part of what we're doing. How you doing? I'm Minister Lewis. Who am I speaking with? God bless you. And I saw some of the ladies today that had a makeover, a beauty makeover. Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. So introduce yourself to our program. This is an internet program. It goes around the world. So someone in California is going to hear you. Someone in Kenya, South Africa is going to hear you. The name of our program is called Free on the Inside. And I think you have that freedom. You got that freedom to allow you to do what you're doing, you know. Because you get a lot of money for doing what you do.
Yeah.
So it has to be something else, right? It has to be that the Holy Spirit, and then that's that desire to help change the world. No, the theme of our program, it said help change a life. You know, we can't do that without side of God, because someone changed our life. Let me tell you, people make you frustrated sometimes, don't they?
Uh-huh.
And don't they disappoint you sometimes? Yeah. But it has to be God that keeps you going.
So
I was just a little warm up and let you kind of catch your breath. So introduce yourself and tell us what you do and why you do what you do.
Amen. Well, I am Lieutenant Stephanie Christopher. I'm with the Salvation Army. I am a newly commissioned officer of 3 years, which is a minister and a pastor there. I get the opportunity to serve in a way that only God could allow. I'm working with men and women directly from the institution, meaning prison. They have violated the law in some way and have lost themselves and give themselves over to the enemy that he has chosen to incarcerate the physical being. But we know who the Savior sets free is free indeed.
Amen.
And so we work on freeing them spiritually because they are in a facility now, and we house them, we feed them, we clothe them. We love on them. Of course, they do the secular groups and recovery programs. But what we know is that, that God says we can go into the enemy's camp and take back everything that he thought he took. And those ladies that you talked about today are women that are benefiting from the love of God in a way that is, whether it's Jesus in blue jeans or Jesus in high heels or Jesus in a big hat.
Go on now.
They get the opportunity to meet the Lord Jesus Christ in a way that they can relate. Not in a way that they, maybe their mama got it or their best friend, but a way that they can take it and hold on to him. Because we know late in the midnight hour, God begins to turn that thing around. And we're talking about a transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And that transformation happens from the inside out. So we began to preach the gospel first and foremost. Most of the time, Salvation Army is related to ringing bells and taking donations.
Yes.
But our mission, first and foremost, is to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then second, to meet human needs without discrimination. So we don't mind who you are and what you've done and how you've done it, but how can we help you to get to the one and only, our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. And that's what we do.
Amen. God bless you. You know, Salvation Army do more than just ring bells and serve holiday meals, you know. And y'all do this all year long.
Absolutely. We are a church that's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Now, a young lady that is here with me today is the director of our women's shelter. And my, she has the privilege of housing women and children that are homeless, whether it is homeless through temporary means or homeless chronically, and connecting them into the community with resources and with just surrounding them with the love of Christ in so many different forms that they will give it an opportunity to go back out and to turn their life around. And this is Denise.
Hello, Denise. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing great. God bless you. Now, Denise, now, this program is called I Am Royalty.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that we're all a royalty in Christ. But what is that speaking to you personally in your life?
Well, I think for me, personally, it's when it affects the women and children that we provide services to. And it is so great to see the women who come through the shelter interacting and mingling with people outside of homelessness. It makes them feel like, you know what, I am royal, I'm worth this, I could do bigger and better things, and my homelessness is just a stepping stone. And this opportunity allows them for when they're down, they could think about this and let this be their guiding light instead of their situation.
Amen, amen. Now, tell me, now, we know a lot of people.
We pray that you enjoyed that interview that was pre-recorded at Iron Royalty Conference there. We had some great interviews there, and we pray that you've been encouraged to be a part of someone's life. We're coming to the end of this program, and thank you once again for supporting what we do, and we're looking forward to you joining us next week here with some more great guests, more great topics, and with you being a part of the program. You know, the show would not be what it is without you, so thank you for doing what you do. And you too can, you can always drop me a line, text me or email me. Let me know what you think of some guests that you would like to have us to bring back on, or even some guests that, or even somebody that you may know that might want to be a guest. You have my contact number. If not, you can give me a call, 214-505-6526, and we'll see can we make that happen. We're getting ready to get out of here, but we'll never leave this setting without closing out in the word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your grace, your mercy. We thank you for what you're doing through this program, how you're encouraging men and women to be about our Father. But that's what, as we will just come off the an event called I Am Royalty. Dear Lord, we all are royalty, but sometimes we lose that. Sometimes we just miss those things. Dear Lord, bring back to our remembrance how valuable we are to you, dear Lord, how you loved us, how you sent your Son to die for us. Dear Lord, allow our spiritual pathway to be reset. Let us have faith in Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, thank you. As we get ready to start our day, let us be a blessing to someone. Let someone be a blessing to us. Keep us from any hurt, harm, and danger until we meet again. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen and hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you. Amen. Have a good day in the Lord and be strong and be encouraged, and we'll talk to you next week. There is a word.